This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The Committee on Environment of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly, led by Chairperson Wailat Miki Shilai, yesterday conducted inspections of cement plant and a coke plant in East Jayanthi Hills district to assess the impact of industrial activities on the environment. The minister emphasized the committee's role in ensuring that industrial activities do not come at the cost of environmental degradation. He also called on the line departments to provide the committee with a comprehensive list of all coke plants in Jayanthi Hills, both legal and illegal, if any. Vigilant troops of the BSF thwarted cattle smuggling attempt by rescuing 64 cattle from the international border of Meghalaya recently. The cattle were intended for smuggling to Bangladesh through the bordering area of West Jayanthi Hills district. The seized cattle were handed over to the police for further necessary action. In another operation, BSF troops seized 12,000 kilograms of sugar loaded in three vehicles intended for smuggling into Bangladesh through the international border of East Khasi Hills district. Meghalaya State Legal Services Authority yesterday held the National Lok Adalat in different courts of the state. In Shillong, the Lok Adalat was held in district court where several pre-litigation and different cases were resolved. Lok Adalat is a system for settling dispute outside of court. It is also known as the People's Court and is an alternative dispute resolution mechanism. A large number of parties gathered in the court and resolved their matters amicably. In a significant boost to Assam's educational and industrial landscape, the state cabinet has approved a 240 crore rupees joint initiative with Dassault Systems, a technology arm of Paris-based Dassault Group. The project aims to establish a cutting-edge aerospace and defense automotive electrical vehicle training hub in Assam. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said that the primary focus of the training hub will be on providing specialized skills for aerospace industry. The Northeastern Indira Gandhi Regional Institute of Medical and Health Sciences, Shillong, conducted a state-level continuation of nursing education workshop on patient safety on Friday with the participation of over 800 healthcare workers from across Meghalaya. Chief Nursing Officer Rida Kher Khongla underscored that patient safety was about empathy and responsibility. Irene A. Nong Thrau, nursing superintendent, expounded on the focus of the theme, improving diagnosis for patient safety for the year 2024. She stressed the need for correct and timely diagnosis in the face of the complexity of modern healthcare to ensure favorable outcomes and, most important, enhance patient safety. NIGRIM's director, Dr. Naleen Mehta, stated that nurses representing a noble profession should employ all possible means to deliver and ensure high-quality patient care. The Border Roads Organization, BRO, is taking a significant step towards sustainability with a new research initiative aimed at reducing carbon emissions during road construction. The Headquarters Research and Development Establishment, Shillong, a key research wing of BRO, has entered into a partnership with the Indian Institute of Technology, Delhi, to study and reduce carbon footprint in road infrastructure projects. It is focused on developing strategies and tools to minimize carbon emissions generated during construction of roads across the country. Once finalized and approved by the Indian Roads Congress, these tools will be made available to various road construction agencies nationwide, a defense statement said. The Commerce and Industry Ministry has said that the government is adopting bulk sales strategies to ensure the availability of onions to consumers at affordable price. The ministry said government is working closely with state governments to ensure a targeted and steady supply of onions based on evolving supply-demand conditions and price trends. It said the ultimate goal is to ensure that every household across the country has access to affordable onions. The ministry said government is committed to maintain vigilant oversight of onion prices and continues to take proactive decisions to protect consumers from any further price escalation. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.